Well, good evening.
晚安。
We are halfway through.
我们已经来到一半。
And by the grace of God, I pray He'll take us all the way through.
借着神的恩典呢，神能够带领我们到终点。
And all that He wants to share with us will be shared.
他要向我们说的话能够都表达出来。
Again, I'd like you to turn to our theme verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10.
弟兄姊妹，让我们一同翻到我们的主题的经文，就是《哥林多前书》十五章第十节。
But by God's grace, I am what I am.
然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的。
And His grace, which was towards me, has not been vain.
并且他所赐我的恩不是徒然的。
But I have labored more abundantly than they all.
我比众使徒格外劳苦。
But not I, but the grace of God which was with me.
这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一同祷告。
Lord, we're so thankful we could gather again tonight.
主啊，我们能够在一起，这个晚上再一起聚集，我们来感谢赞美你。
We're praying that your Holy Spirit would quicken even our mortal bodies.
主，但愿我们借着你的圣灵，使我们那个必死的身体活过来。
That we would not miss a word of what you want to share with us.
你说向我们说的话，我们不失落一句。
That you would open all to us that grace means.
但愿你能够向我们每一个人开启你恩典的意义。
And we would understand this complete work of grace more fully.
让我们都能够更圆满地认识你完全的救恩恩典。
And we wouldn't just wade into it ankle deep.
不是光光停留在这个到直到这个我们脚跟的浅处。
But we would swim.In the abundant and inexhaustible grace of our Lord Jesus.
乃是在这个恩典，在基督里恩典的洪流中，我们能够游到那个深处。
Again, as we come, we confess our need and utter dependence on you.
我们在你面前承认我们需要完全何等的需要你。
For both Joe and me, we pray the same thing.
但愿为我和我弟兄祷告同样一件事。
You alone have the words of eternal life.
只有你有永生之道。
To whom shall we go?
我们还跟随谁呢？
Speak, Lord.
主啊，向我们说话。
Thy servant heareth.
你的仆人在听。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. Amen. Well, this is the...third phrase we'll be dealing with tonight.
今天我们来分享这句话的第三个部分。
But I have labored more abundantly than they all.
我比众使徒格外劳苦。
But before we get to that, let me make another point.
让我讲到这以前呢，来讲另外一点。
There was a brother by the name of Roy Zuck, who was a famous Bible teacher and professor.
有一位弟兄叫做 Roy Zuck, 他是一个圣经的教师和传道人。
And someone said to him one time,
有一次有一个人对他说,
He said, What is your favorite doctrine?
你最喜欢的教义是什么?
In all the Word of God, what is your favorite doctrine?
在神的话语当中，你最喜欢的教训是什么？
And Brother Zuck said this.
这位弟兄这样说。
He said nothing.
他说没有。
Nothing.
没有。
Can compare to the grace of God.
没有一件事情能和神的恩典相比。
This is the vast subject we have undertaken this weekend.
这个周末呢，我们来讨论的是非常伟大的一个题目。
May the Lord help us to have a more complete apprehension.
让我们能够更多的认识
of the complete work of grace.
完全的恩典。
And may the Lord, by His Holy Spirit, enable us
愿主借着神的灵使我们能够
to enter into a living experience
能够进入经历
of that inexhaustible grace
那用不完的恩典。
I believe that's the burden that's contained in this single verse.
我相信这是这一节经文里面所有的重担负担。
And I'll try not to keep you too long tonight.
我今天晚上不会讲得很长。
You know, just to mention this.
我就想提到这一句
话。That first message is grace, our beginning and end.
第一个信息呢，我们讲到恩典是我们的开始，恩典也是我们的结局。
Don't ever forget that in your Christian walk.
当你过基督徒生活的时候，不要忘记这一点。
Don't ever think it'll become anything else other than grace from the first to the last.
你不要用任何其他的事情代替神的恩典，是我们的起初，也是我们的终点。
In that second point we made this afternoon.
我们今天下午所做的第二点呢
Paul begins to explain to us that abounding grace
保罗向我们解释神丰富的恩典
That inexhaustible grace
那用不尽的恩典
is open fully to us
它向着我们是敞开的
So that with all these things that are against us
在我们所面临的各样的敌对的情况里
His grace is towards us.
神的恩典是为着我们向着我们
So tonight we're going to look at this third phrase.
就今天晚上呢我们来看这个第三句话
This is more the practical side.
这个是在实用方面的
True spirituality is always practical.
真正的属灵呢乃是很实际的。
It's never just this high theme that we can't reach or can't touch.
属灵的是不是高高在上我们没办法摸着的。
But in the end, it's to be lived out in this space of time.
乃是神的恩典乃是能够在我们的时空当中可以活出来的。
We're going to look at three things tonight.
今天晚上我们来看这三件事。
We're going to look at the paradox of grace.
我们来看这个恩典里面所造成的矛盾。
Grace is a paradox.
你知道这个恩典是矛盾的吗
?We're going to look at how you, the progress of grace.
还有在恩典里的长进。
How do you get on in this matter of grace?
在恩典中你怎么能够渐进的认识长进
?And we're going to look at the practice of grace.
然后第三点呢是怎样应用这个恩典。
Now I had a problem when I meditated on this verse for so long.
我在默想这一句话很久的时候我有一个问题。
I don't know if you have the same problem I do.
我不晓得你是不是也面临同样的问题。
But it seemed like this third phrase doesn't fit in with the theme of grace.
好像是这第三句话呢和神的恩典呢不相称。
What on earth could the Apostle Paul have meant when he said, I have labored more abundantly than they all?
保罗为什么在讲到神恩典的时候说我比众使徒格外的劳苦。
This is the paradox.
这是看起来像是矛盾。
When we think of grace, we don't think of work.
当我们想到恩典的时候，我们不会想到劳苦。
We think grace and work are polar opposites.
我们想到说恩典和这个劳苦是完全相反的事。
Grace and work shouldn't be used in even the same sentence.
在同一句话里面，恩典和这个工作和劳苦是不能摆在一起的。
Maybe the Apostle Paul had a slip up in what he was translating to the Corinthian believers.
可能是使徒保罗呢讲话时不小心把它溜进去了。
But I'm telling you, there is a great spiritual lesson in these words.
但我告诉你们，这里面有很大的属灵的功课。
And that single great spiritual lesson is this.
那一件最重要的属灵的功课是这个。
unless we cooperate with the grace of God,
除非我们与神的恩典同工,
it will never become our living experience.
我们就没有办法经历神的恩典。
So what the name of this message, the title of this message is,
就这今天这句话的那个题目是什么呢?
Is cooperating with the grace of God.
乃是与神的恩典呢同工。
You must cooperate with the grace of God.
你必须在神的恩典中与神同工。
It can't be that it's only your testimony that says, by the grace of God, I am what I am.
我们不能光说我今日成了何等的人，是蒙神的恩才成的。
It can't even be that you take the grace of God and you see the abounding and inexhaustible riches of His grace.
乃不仅是你看到经历到神的丰富且用不尽的恩典。
Or you see what Ephesians 2 verse 7 says, the surpassing riches of His grace.
或者是你能够认识到这个以弗所书第二章第七节所说的那个极丰盛的恩典。
In the end, we must cooperate with the grace of God.
到最后呢，我们必须在神的恩典中与神同工。
What does that mean?
这到底表示什么呢？
We must let grace do its work in us.
我们必须让神的恩典在我们里面做他的工。
And if we cooperate with the grace of God,
如果我们能够与神的恩同工的话，
while we're on this earth,
当我们在地上行走时，
and we allow the Holy Spirit to work that grace in us,
我们让圣灵把神的恩典做成在我们的里面，
until that grace comes out from us,
直到神的恩典能够从我们里面活出来，
it's only then that we understand the complete work of grace.
只有这样我们才能够体会认识什么叫做完全的恩典。
This is the paradox of grace.
这是在神的恩典里面的矛盾。
Now, you know what the word paradox means?
你知道这个矛盾是什么意思吗?
Most of y'all are far more smarter than I am. You probably know what it means.
可能是你比我更聪明，所以你知道这矛盾是在哪里。
It means something appears contradictory, but it's not necessarily contradictory.
那是说明这个表面上看好像是有矛盾冲突，但是实际上是没有矛盾的。
On the surface, the Apostle Paul is talking about grace. Grace. Abundant grace.
在表面上看，保罗是在讲到神的恩典，神丰富的恩典。
And then he takes a sharp right turn without even a turn signal and begins to talk about laboring more abundantly than they all.
然后保罗在这边有一个急转弯，然后讲到这个劳苦。
It would be defensible for you to think maybe he went slightly off course.
可能你觉得说，哦，他这个开车的时候这个偏了路线。
But this is the paradox of grace.
但是这是在恩典里面的矛盾。
This phrase seems so out of place to me at first meditation.
当我刚开始默想这段话的时候，我觉得好像是不相称的。
I remember laboring about it myself.
我记得我在这个经文上想要想通。
I thought, Lord, does he really mean what he's saying?
我说主啊，保罗真正的意思就是这样子吗？
Is this right?
他讲的对吗？
What can this mean?
他这个到底是什么意思？
That I labor more abundantly than they all.
比众使徒格外劳苦。
It goes against our very understanding.
他跟我们所了解的完全相反。
And it seems to me that the Bible even reinforces that thinking.
圣经好像是这个加强这样的观念。
Listen to what Romans 4 verse 4 says.
罗马书第四章第四节怎么说呢？
Now to him that works, the reward is not reckoned as grace.
他做工的得工价不算恩典，乃是该得的。
But of debt,
乃是该得的。
But to him who does not work,
唯有不做工的。
But believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is reckoned as righteousness.
此信称罪人为义的神，他的信就算为义。
It seems very clear, doesn't it?
对我们来说，这是非常清楚的经文。
It's either works,
在一方面是工作
or it's grace.
在另外一方面是恩典。
It doesn't appear you can have both works and grace.
在这一段经文告诉我们，我们不能够同时拥有工作和恩典。
What on earth could the Apostle Paul be talking about?
在这段经文里面，保罗到底要说什么呢？
Listen, Romans 4, verse 16.
在第四节的第四章的16节这样说。
Therefore, it is on the principle of faith that it might be according to grace.
所以人得为后世是本乎信，因此就属于恩。
Romans 11, verse 6 gets even stronger.
在第十一章第六节，那更强烈了。
But if by grace it's no longer of works.
既是出于恩典，就不在乎行为。
Listen to what he says.
请你听他怎么讲。
Since grace is no more grace.
不然恩典就不是恩典了。
This is a problem.
对我们来说就造成一个问题啊。
What is he talking about working and laboring?
在这段经文，这个我们的主题经文里面，他怎么讲到格外劳苦呢？说到神的恩典的时候
，In the midst of grace，
在恩典中，他怎么提格外劳苦呢
？It's a terrible, terrible complexity。
所以，我们在这里遇到一个非常非常复杂的问题。
It seems to seal it，
好像这是一个被已经决定了。
That grace is grace。
恩典里面的恩典
，and work is work，
工作就是工作
，grace is grace，
恩典就是恩典
，and labor is labor，
劳苦就是劳苦
，and the two should never be combined，
这两个不能在一起
，that's what I was thinking，
那是我的认为
，and I was thinking wrong，
但是呢，我的认为是错的
，it's sort of like you've heard of Rudyard Kipling。I suppose some of you more studied than an engineer have heard of Rudyard Kipling's The Ballad of the East and the West. I know you've heard of it.
你更比我懂英文更多的人呢、啊，你们听过这个东方西方的有一个很重要的战役。
There's a famous quote in there.
在这个战役中有非常有名的。
It says, "Oh, the East is the East, and the West is the West." And I have them backwards. And neither the two shall meet.
他说东方就是东方在西方呢就是在西方的这个、东方和西方不能在一起碰面。
So it seems to me Paul has a confused doctrine.
所以表面看来啊就保罗把这个教训呢、弄错了。
But there's a way to unravel this paradox.
你知道就是有一个方法能够使我们能够了解这个矛盾。
You need to understand the context.
你必须要了解上下文。
I don't know if you've heard the famous saying about context and the importance of context.
我知道你们一定是听过这个上下文是什么意思，并且上下文的重要性。
It says a text taken out of context is a pretext for a proof text.
他说，任何一句话呢，如果断章取义的话呢，乃是你是要用来。做借口用的。
And that's just not a tongue twister, by the way. It's not meant to be that.
这不是一个借口灵。
But it's very profound thinking.
但是这是说明到这个上下文的重要性。
And so many Christians fall into the danger of it.
很多人呢就断章取义就进到很危险的地步。
They take the word of God out of context.
他们常常把神的话呢断章取义的
And worse than that, they make it a pretext to justify what they believe as a proof text.
他们用断章取义，用来把主的话呢，就用来做他们的借口，来证明他们的错误。
There's a way to unravel this paradox.
我们知道，我们有方法来解决这个问题。
When you look at the Scripture in Romans chapter 4.
当你读到这个罗马书第四章的时候
context is absolutely important.
这个上下文是非常非常重要的
It is justification.
上下文是讲到因信称义
And justification is all of grace.
称义呢是完全本乎恩。
Translated. I don't know. I don't understand his language. But this context is absolutely important because in that context you discover that what he's talking about is initial justification that is on the groundwork of grace. I'm sorry, that was too long.
在这个第四章呢，那个上下文呢，因信称义是他的上下文。在这个上下文里面，我们起初的救恩是来完全根据在神的恩典所完成的那个救恩上。
And when you look at the verse we read in Romans 11 verse 6 about election,
当罗马书第十一章我们所读到的上下文乃是说到拣选。
It's also true the context.
在这个上下文的里面
，Those that are chosen by grace, the election is all of grace.
在神的怜悯中的拣选呢，也都是本乎恩典。
And when he goes into Israel and their election and their recovery, it's all of grace.
在那边提到上下文，提到以色列人他们的拣选，并且他们的恢复。
It has nothing to do with work.
这个跟他们所有的作为是一点关系都没有的。
So context is absolutely important.
我们想看到上下文是何等的重要。
But then Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15:10,
但在那个哥林多前书十五章第十节的时候
，I labored more abundantly than they all.
我比众使徒们格外的劳苦。
And if you look at the next part, the next phrase,
你读到下面一句话
，He said, "But not I. It was the grace of God."
那这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
This unravels the paradox.
他就把这个矛盾给解开了。
When it comes to experiencing the complete work of grace, we must cooperate with it.
当我们谈到完全的救恩的时候，我们必须在神的恩典中与神同工。
But in the end, it's still not us. It's the grace of God.
虽然我们格外劳苦呢，到了最后呢，仍然不是出于我们自己，乃是神的恩与我们同在。
So you don't have to get confused about the text any longer.
所以你现在呢，就不需要因着这个矛盾呢，心中作难。
Paul was not confused.
保罗在这里一点都没有糊涂。
I was confused when I first read it.
是我糊涂，当我第一次读到这段经文。
But here is the great unraveling of the mystery.
那在这里面呢，我们看到怎样来解释这个矛盾。
Paul is not dealing with initial salvation here.
他这里也不是谈到起初的救恩
，like Romans 4，
像那个在罗马书第四章讲到的起初的救恩。
He's not dealing with our election and calling like Romans 11.
他不是讲到这个我们的拣选，像他在罗马书十一章所讲到拣选。
He is dealing with entering into the abounding and inexhaustible grace.
他这个上下文呢，乃是说到经历神那个丰富的、永不尽的恩典。
So it's in this context, he says, I have labored more abundantly than they all.
在这个上下文里面，他说，我比众使徒们格外劳苦。
For us to enter into the complete work of grace, we must labor.
我们要进入神完全的恩典里面，我们就必须要格外劳苦。
For us to enter into the complete work of grace, we must work.
我们要进到神完全的恩典中，就我们必须要有所作为。
In other words, you must cooperate with the grace of God.
换句话说呢，你要与神的恩典呢同工。
Yet the glorious secret that the Apostle Paul shares is this.
那个伟大的那个秘密呢，就是如此。
In the end, it is not the Apostle Paul laboring.
乃是到最后呢，其实不是保罗在那里劳苦。
It's the grace of God working in him.
乃是神的恩典呢，在保罗的里面运行。
When I saw this, brothers and sisters, I can't tell you what relief I felt.
我不能告诉你当初我 看到这一点的，我心中是何等的得了释放。
Here I went from confusion to light.
突然我的这个那个矛盾的解释了。
And there was an amen, a deep amen in my spirit.
在我的心里深处呢，发出很大的这个 amen。
And I said, surely, Lord, I must learn to cooperate with your grace.
是的，主啊，我对主说，我必须要在神的恩典里面与你同工。
You know, we tend to, as Christians, go to two different extremes.
基督徒呢，很容易走到极端里去。
You can find those, I like to call them easy grace people.
你可以发现有一些人呢，叫做这个的恩典是很容易的。
And everything is grace.
So, 他们口头上常常讲什么事情都是神的恩
典。It's all great.
他们老是说一切都是恩典。
Doesn't matter what you do.
不管你做什么。
Doesn't matter what you say.
不管你说什么。
It's all great.
都是出于恩典。
And then you can find those other people who go to the other extreme, and it's all about works.
另外一个极端呢，那些人说到一切都是工作。
The little secret, not just the little secret, the great secret that the apostle Paul shares.
使徒保罗在这里所分享的不是小的秘密，乃是一个伟大的秘密。
Is we must work，
就是说，那我们必须要
，we must give
有所作为，我们必须要劳苦。
We must cooperate with the grace of God，
我们必须在神的恩典中与神同工。
We must say to the Lord，
我们必须要跟主说
，Let grace do in us its full work，
让恩典在我们的里面做成它完全的工作。
This is the paradox of grace.
这是恩典里面的矛盾。
Paul often talked about laboring in the scripture. I don't know if you realize that.
保罗在他的书信里面常常讲到劳苦。
In his autobiography of 2 Corinthians, he said this.
在那格林多后书，也就是他的自传里，他这样说。
Chapter 11, verse 23.
在十一章第二十三节，他这样说。
In labors more exceedingly abundant.
So, 我比他们多受劳苦。
He seems to like that word exceedingly.
他好像是很喜欢这个多受劳苦这句话。
He seems to like that word abundant.
他很喜欢用这个格外或者是多这个字。
And he said in labors more exceedingly abundant.
他说是我比他们多受劳苦。
In 2 Corinthians 6 verse 5, it says this.
在哥林多后书第六章第五节，它是这样子。
In stripes, in prisons, in riots, in labors.
他说是在这个鞭打，在监禁，在扰乱，在勤劳。
And listen to what he said in 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 9.
你在这个帖撒罗尼迦后书的第二章。
For ye remember, brethren, our labor and toil.
所以你们记得我在你们中间的辛苦和劳碌。
Working night and day.
我们昼夜工作。
Not to be chargeable to you.
免得你们一人受累。
We preach to you the glad tidings of God.
我们在你中间传扬神的福音。
Remember our labor and toil.
他告诉那个帖撒罗尼迦的信徒，请你们纪念我们在你们中间的辛苦和劳碌。
Here's what Paul understood.
这是保罗他所明白的。
Here's what he shares in the complete work of grace.
这是他跟我们分享完全的恩典的这一点。
This is his point.
就是他所要说明的那一点。
Grace is work.
在恩典中是有所作为的。
This is the paradox.
这就是那个矛盾。
But the good news is it's not us working.
好消息是不是我们在那里用我们自己来工作。
It is His grace working in us.
乃是神的恩典在我们的里面运行做有所作为。
To me that was so encouraging when I saw it.
当我看到这一点的时候，我里面实在受到很大的鼓舞。
I read to you Colossians 1 verse 29.
在这个加勒太书第一章第二十九节。
This was Paul's secret.
这是保罗的秘密。
Whereunto I also labor.
他说我在一切事上也是劳苦
striving according to his working
照着他在我里的大能的运行
which works in me mightily
也就是神以他的大能在我里面运行
Brothers and sisters, isn't that good news?
这难道不是好消息吗
Could you imagine if Paul just said I labor and stopped?
我们听到的不是说保罗只是单单说到我在那劳苦
I'm striving and stopped
我不是在那里竭力的劳苦然后停顿了
But the great secret of the Apostle Paul was this
那么保罗的最大的秘密乃是这样
He said it's according to his working
他是乃是照着他的作为
And it's not just according to his working
不是单单提到说神的作为
It's that working that works in me mightily
他乃是说到神在我里面所运行的大能
I'm sorry, I had to move my pad again
对不起我还要整理一下我的这个
This is his great secret.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是大的秘密。
It resolves the paradox.
把这个矛盾给解开了。
The labor's not on us.
我们不是自己来劳苦。
The truth of the labor is that his grace works in us mightily.
真正的真理乃是说，神的恩典在我里面呢，大能的运行。
This was his great secret.
这是他的极大的
We work according to his working in us.
我们有所作为乃是根据神在我们里面的作为
That is grace.
这就叫做恩典
It is our labor.
在我们的劳苦中
But it is his mighty working.
乃是神在里面的大能的作为
I think that's so clear.
这是非常清楚的
You know, the Bible's full of paradoxes.
你知道圣经里面呢满了矛盾。
People get tripped up on the paradoxes in the Bible.
很多人呢因着这个矛盾呢他们就跌倒了。
You remember Hebrews 4 verse 11.
你记不记得这个希伯来书第四章的第十一节
Let us labor to enter into his rest.
他那边讲是要我们务必竭力进入那安息。
If you think about it, those two words seem completely contradictory.
你想想看，这两个词不是在彼此矛盾吗？
Have you ever labored to enter into his rest?
你竭力要进入安息吗？
But that's exactly what we have to do.
但是呢，这是我们真的要需要做的。
We have to yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit.
我们必须要顺服圣灵的带领。
We have to give ourselves to the Lord.
我们要把自己呈现在神面前。
We have to allow the Spirit of grace to work in us.
让那施恩的灵呢，在我们的里面运行。
And this requires real work.
这个需要我们呢，认真的去执行。
I hope this is not too confusing to you.
我希望这个对你来说就不产生太多的问题。
I think this is a very important part of this verse in 1 Corinthians.
在哥林多前书里面这一句话是非常重要的。
Here's one of my favorite verses in all the Bible.
在所有圣经当中我最喜欢的一句经文是这个。
Philippians 2 verse 12.
是腓立比书第二章的十二节。
On the surface it seems fearful.
从表面上来看这句经文呢非常可怕。
It says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
就当他这边讲到就当恐惧战惊做成你得救的功夫。
Does that sound like proper Christian doctrine?
这个听起来像基督徒的教训吗?
Work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
恐惧战惊的做成你们得救的功夫。
But then there's the rest of this verse.
但是呢，这句话还有其他的词句啊。
For it is God who works in you both the willing and the working for His good pleasure.
他这边说到，因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
Isn't that good news?
这不是一个好消息吗？
This is more than talking about initial salvation.
这个呢不仅仅谈到起初的救恩而已。
This is equivalent to entering into the complete work of grace.
这乃是带我们进到那个完全的恩典里。
This is talking about the salvation of the soul.
这是来说到这我们这个魂的救恩。
So much greater than being saved just from death.
这是比我们从死亡中被救出来还要伟大的。
And we are told to work out our salvation with fear and trembling.
我们被指示我们要做成我们得救的功夫，并且要战恐惧战惊的去做。
And that seems to be a great paradox when it comes to grace.
谈到救恩，谈到恩典的时候，这个看起来好像是很大的矛盾。
But then, just like the Apostle Paul did in 1 Corinthians 15:10,
就好像在这个保罗呢，在这个格林多前书十五章第十节所说的这句话。
He let us know his great secret.
所以保罗呢，就把他的那个里面的这个奥秘向我们解释。
For it is God who works in you, both the willing and the working.For His good pleasure.
因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行，为要成全他的美意。
You know, sometimes we're not even willing.
有时候我们心中也不愿意。
But we can always come to the Lord with a prayer.
但是我们可以，一直可以来到神面前呢，
有
一个祷告。
Lord, make me willing.
主啊，叫我心里愿意。
I remember one time I went to Brother Stephen Kong.
我记得有一次呢，我到这个张守道弟兄那里。
I had a great dilemma in my Christian walk.
在我的基督徒的生活中，我遇到很大的一个难处。
And Brother Stephen listened very intently.
张弟兄呢就很注意的听我讲什么。
I told Brother Stephen.
我就和张守道弟兄说。
I said, I don't think I'm willing.
我说是，我实在不愿意。
He said, ask the Lord.
他跟我说呢，你去问主。
He works in you the willing.
所以让他把在里面呢叫你愿意。
And he works in you the doing.
叫神在你的里面呢做成。
For his good pleasure.
为了成全他的美意。
This is what the Apostle Paul meant.
这是保罗所要说的。
I labor more abundantly than they all.
我比众使徒格外劳苦。
But not I.
但原不是我。
But the grace that was with me.
乃是神的恩与我同在。
The grace which was with me.
这乃是神的恩典一直与我同在。
Now the second point.
那第二点呢？
We need to understand that we're to grow in grace. The progress of grace.
我们需要在神的恩典里面长进。
We need to go deeper into this understanding of this progress of grace.
我们需要在神的恩典里面长进，认识什么叫做在神的恩典中长进。
I already mentioned, as Christians, we can go to two extremes.
我刚才提到基督徒呢，有时候走到极端里。
We like Romans.
我们喜欢罗马书。
Because Romans deals with grace.
因为罗马书讲到救恩里面的恩典。
We don't like James.
我们不喜欢雅各书。
Because James deals with works.
因为雅各是说到工作、作为、行为。
We think there's no grace in James.
我们觉得这个雅各书里面没有神的恩典。
But as I said this afternoon, there's great grace in James.
但我像在今天下午提到的一样，这个雅各书其实说到一个非常大的恩典。
That wonderful verse in James 4, verse 6, He gives more grace.
雅各书第四章第六节说，神把更多的恩典赐给我们。
God gives more grace to the humble, and He resists the proud.
神呢，阻挡骄傲的人，但是赐更多的恩典给谦卑的人。
This is the secret.
这就是那个秘密。
Well, the progress of grace, I think we need to understand how we cooperate with grace.
在恩典中长进呢，我们就必须要知道怎样在神的恩典中与神同工。
Unless we cooperate with grace and allow grace to do its work in us,
除非我们与神的恩同工，并且让神的恩在我们里面做成他的工，
you'll never understand the complete work of grace.
你永远没办法知道神完全的恩典。
The more you cooperate with grace,
当我们与神的恩典更多的同工的时候，
the more you enter into the complete work of grace,
你就能够更多的经历神完全的恩典。
You know, no one experienced the difficulty that the Apostle Paul experienced.
没有人像使徒保罗一样经历那么多的困难。
You remember the story of the Damascus Road.
你记得这个在他去大马色路上吗？
You remember his calling.
你记得这个神对他的呼召。
And you remember how that brother that came to give him sight, you remember what he was told.
你记得那位来和他按手祷告让他能看见的弟兄，那个主跟他怎么说呢？
He said, I'll show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake.
主对这个弟兄说啊，我要指示他呢，他要为我的名呢，要忍受多少的苦处。
I'm so glad they didn't tell me that when I was first saved.
我很高兴的，没有人呢，我得救的时候，那时候呢，
went further than that. He said, "This is an elect vessel."
他说是这位是我所拣选的器皿。
And I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake.
我要指示他，他为我的名要忍受多少的苦难。
Now Christians get it all wrong.
那很多基督徒呢，把这个神的恩典呢都理会错了。
I often think,
我常常说想啊
，again wrongly I thought,
我其实想的不对
，that I'm really going to be spiritual.
我如果要真正属灵的话。
That if I'm really going to grow in this grace to the depth Paul did,
如果我真的要在恩典中长进像保罗一样的话，
I must suffer like the Apostle Paul.
我就必须要像保罗一样那么样的受苦。
Brothers and sisters, that's asceticism.
弟兄姊妹们，这是苦行者的主义。
That's not the point of the Apostle Paul's life.
那保罗的生命呢，不是要叫我们做一个苦行者。
The Apostle Paul is a test case.
保罗是一个用来做实验的。
The point is you're not to suffer like the Apostle Paul.
The point. 这个重点不是说我们要像保罗一样那样受苦难，同样的苦难。
The point is this. Did I mess up there? Did you get me straight?
No, just confused with the English Chinese.
The point is this elect vessel would suffer so much that we would see in this one the greatness of the grace of God.
乃是呢，这位被拣选的器皿呢，神要借着他经过那么大的苦难呢，让我们能够在他身上看到神恩典的伟大。
This is what the Apostle Paul went through.
就是为什么神把保罗呢让他经历这么多的苦难的
This one that had his third heaven experience.
神把他提到第三层天。
He went through this and we can see in this elect vessel.
我们看到这个神所拣选的这个器皿。
One who discovered the grace of God that was altogether sufficient.
他能够发现这个神的恩典是充充足足的够他用的。
It's not that you'll necessarily go through this.
这并不说你我要经过同样的事。
It's point that God proved through this one that he can take one through anything.
乃是借着保罗呢，神要证明给我们呢，神可以带领我们经历所有的事。
In 2 Corinthians 4, 8 and 9, again, his autobiography.
在哥林多后书第四章的第九节啊，他这样说。
Listen to what the Apostle Paul
said. 这是保罗的自传，他怎样说呢
？He said we are troubled on every side.
他说我们四面受敌。
Yet not distressed.
那不被困住。
We are perplexed.
我们心中作难。
But not in despair.
但不至于失望。
Persecuted.
我们 被逼迫
but not forsaken.
却不被丢弃
cast down.
打倒了
but not destroyed.
却不至于死亡。
I hope you noticed that little word I talked about so much this morning, but.
你记得在这个经文里面呢，你看到多少次？却却却。
Here's the test case of grace.
所以在这里呢，你看到神恩典的实验品。
He went through the unimaginable.
他经历了许多我们难以想象的苦楚。
He went through more than any man.
他所经历的苦难呢，胜过世界上一切的人。
And yet he said, but not distressed.
但是他这边讲到说，却不被困住。
And yet he said, but not in despair.
却不至于失望。
And yet he said, but not forsaken.
他却能够说，却不被丢弃。
And yet he finally said, but not destroyed.
却不至于毁坏或死亡。
The encouragement to us about the grace of God is this.
神在神的恩典中给我们的鼓励是这样。
His grace is sufficient to take this worst case scenario.
神是告诉我们神的恩典可以带我们经过最难的事。
And bring him into the complete work of grace.
使我们能够成全在神完全的恩典中被成全。
I think this is tremendous.
我觉得这是一个非常伟大的事。
I think this is what we need to see about the Apostle Paul.
这是我们应该在保罗身上所要看到的。
How much it can encourage us if we see it.
我们如果能够看到这一点，我们心中可以受到多少的鼓励。谢谢。
You know, this is...All I deal with every day in my job.
我在我的工作里每天就经历。
Hey, someone asked me one. My mother, by the way, never got it right about me.
有人就问我一些话。我的妈妈从来没有了解我。
My mother used to always tell people, and my father, here's my son, he's an architect.
我妈妈从告诉人说，这是我的儿子，他是这个建筑师。
And I would say, Mom, I'm not an architect.
我从事跟我妈妈讲，妈妈，我不是这个建筑师，我是这个工程师。
But it was really hard for me to explain to her what I did as an engineer. But all I did as engineering, in structural engineering, is take worst case scenario.
我在做工程师呢，我做任何的建筑的时候，总是把最坏的来算着算计在我的计算里面。
That's the simplest explanation.
我觉得这是一个最简单的解释。
When we do a building, we have to subject it to earthquake design.
我们到建一个这个楼房的时候，我们就要想到这个万一地震的时候怎么办。
And then we have to subject it to hurricane force wind design.
然后呢，我们要想到说，这个建筑是不是能抵挡这个飓风的冲击。
And then we have to take all the load we can put in that building, in that building.
然后呢，我们就把这个所有这个建筑物所能承担的一切呢，就加在这个建筑物。
And then we have to manipulate those combinations so they get to an absolute worst case combination.
然后呢，把这各种的这个这些事情呢加在一起，变成这个最坏的情形。
And if the building stands up, at least in design, with that worst case scenario.
如果这个建筑物能够站立，在这各样最坏的情形里面能站立得住
，Then your design was a success.
表示说你的设计是成功的。
And if not, you become an architect.
假如不成功的话，你就变成建筑师。
Forgive me if there are any architects in the room.
对不起啊，如果你们中间有这个建筑师的话。
But don't you see this is the Apostle Paul?
你看到吗？这就是保罗啊。
Don't you see he was subject to the absolute worst case you can imagine?
你们难道在保罗身上没有看到吗？他在身上，在发生他身上的是最坏的一切的事情。
It was for this single reason.
是为了这一件事。
So that God could prove to us once and for all, His grace is absolutely sufficient.
乃是神能够向我们一次永远的证明他的恩典是足足余余的够我们用的。
If it works in that worst case,
如果神的恩典呢，在这样最坏的人的身上
，it works for my case，
有用的话，那么他就神的恩典也能够用在我的身上。
If it works in that extreme case，
如果神的恩典能够用在这个最极端的难处里
，it will work for every case。
那么神的恩典可以用在各样的情形里。
This is the secret of the progress of grace。
这是呢，在恩典中长进的秘诀。
He discovered the all-sufficient grace in absolutely every circumstance。
保罗在绝对最大的难处里面发现神的恩典。
And he discovered something else。
并且他发现另外一件事。
When the Lord said to him, My grace is sufficient for thee.
当主对他说，我的恩典够你用。
He showed him something else.
主呢，另外启示他。
He said, For my power is perfected in weakness.
主对他说呢，我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
He was taken beyond his limit.
他乃是把他带到那个极限。
But he cooperated and discovered the complete work of grace.
但他发现到这个神完全的恩典。
For my power, it says.
我的能力。
Not your power, Paul.
是主的能力，不是你的，保罗，你的能力。
Not your power, Joe.
不是这个你的能力。
Not even Brother Stephen's power.
也不是这个 Stephen 的能力。
For my power is perfected in weakness. That was his discovery.
他发现是主的能力在人的软弱上显得完全。
Let me try to describe grace with you even more simply.
让我试着把神的恩典呢用更简单的话讲出来。
This is a little pet peeve of mine.
这是我所要讲的一些
People, 课外话。Yeah, I don't know how you translate into Chinese. If people call concrete cement,
有人叫这个水泥啊是水泥土。
They say, see that cement walk?
你看到那个水泥墙吗？
That's not right.
其实讲的不对。
Concrete is concrete and cement is cement.
水泥是水泥。凝固土是凝固土。
Cement is just a material in concrete.
水泥是凝固土的一部分而已。
And I was very careful to teach my little grandsons, son, this is concrete.
我跟我的外孙我孙子讲得很清楚，他说这个是那个凝固土。
And if you ever see one of those big trucks going down the road that have the barrel on them rolling around,
你看到一个大卡车后面有一个转动的轮子，一个大桶。
And you said to my grandson, that's a cement truck.
你如果跟我的外孙讲说，这是一个水泥的卡车。
My grandson would say to you, no, that is a concrete truck.
我的外孙会纠正你说，这个是凝固土的。
Linda has actually seen me yelling at reporters on the TV.
我的太太看到我对这个在电视上对那个记者发怒。
It's a bit of a passion for me, as you right see.
我对这件事情啊，非常的。
But concrete is a remarkable material.
你知道这个凝固土是非常好的、奇妙的这个东西。
It's one of the oldest building materials in history.
乃是在这个历史上这个最古老的一个建筑材料。
The Romans discovered concrete.
那个罗马人呢发现的
It goes back that far. Now it's a very simple material.
这也是一个非常简单的材料。
It only has three ingredients.
它只有这个三个成分。
I can never make a cake, but I can make concrete.
我不会做这个蛋糕，但是我会做凝固土。
Concrete is cement.
是水泥。
I know you're worried where I'm going with this. Concrete is, stone and sand, which is aggregate.
那个再加上那个砂石。
And concrete, the third element is water.
第三个成分呢是水。
Now, if you don't put the water in, you don't have concrete.
你如果不加水的话，你就不能成为这个凝固土。
You just have a pile of rocks and a pile of sand and a pile of cement, and you can't build with it.
你如果不加水的话，你就看到就是一块一堆的这个水泥，一堆的石头。
And it's incredibly weak natural material.
这个三个成分呢，非常这个软弱的。
But when you add water to it, something tremendous happens.
但是你加上水了以后呢，就很奇妙的事情就发生了。
These natural materials,
这些天然就非常软弱的成分呢，
begin to go through a chemical reaction.
他们经过一些化学的反应。
And in this chemical reaction,
在这个化学的反应当中呢，
these natural materials becomeincredibly strong.
这些本来是很软弱的成分呢，变成非常坚固的东西。
Brothers and sisters, that's what grace does.
这就是恩典在我们身上所做的。
Grace is like water to concrete.
就是恩典就像那个水呢，加在那个凝固土里面。
The only difference is not a natural reaction.
当然是这个恩典里面所发生的不是自然的化学反应。
It's a spiritual reaction.
乃是这个属灵的反应。
And those natural elements that we are,
我们呢，凭着天然呢，我们都是软弱的。
All of a sudden become incredibly strong.
但是突然呢，靠着神的恩典呢，我们变成非常的刚强。
This is the secret of the progress of grace.
就是在基督里长进的秘诀。
The Apostle Paul said this.
使徒保罗这样说。
For when I am weak, I am strong.
我几时软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
When the grace of God comes into a life, that natural life is transformed into something incredibly strong.
当神的恩典临到天然是软弱的器皿的时候，它就变成非常刚强。
And His power is manifest in weakness.
乃是主的能力是在软弱上显得完全。
This is the progress of grace.
这就是在恩典中的长进。
Now let's end with just some thoughts about the practice of grace.
让我们以这个怎样应用神的恩典来做结束。
This is incredibly important.
这是非常重要的一点。
We need to cooperate with the grace of God.
我们需要在神的恩典中与神同工。
This is very practical.
这是非常实际的。
So how do we cooperate with the grace of God?
我们怎能够与神的恩典同工呢？
What must we do to cooperate with the grace of God?
我们要做什么能够使我们与神的恩典同工呢？
The first principle is in Ephesians 2 verse 8.
第一点呢，就是以弗所书第二章的第八节。
It is by grace through faith.
他是说，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
There are two hands you see here.
你看到吗？这边有两只手。
Not only is the grace,
不但是我们看到恩典，
but there's faith.
还有一只手是信心。
And it's by grace,
乃是因着信。
Through faith,
本乎恩也因着信。
This is the secret to the practice of grace.
就是在应用神恩典的这实际的作用。
Let me put it another way.
让我用另外一句话来说。
Faith lays hold of the reality of grace.
信心呢，能够抓住恩典的实际。
You know the verse in Hebrews 11 verse 6.
你记得这个希伯来书11章的第六节吗？
But without faith, it is impossible to please Him.
人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦。
For he who draws near to God must believe that he is.
人来到神面前必须信有神。
And that he is a rewarder of those that seek him out.
并信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
It's by grace through faith.
乃是 本乎恩，因着信。
Hebrews explains the whole problem with the people of the Old Testament.
希伯来书的作者呢，把旧约的以色列人百姓的问题讲得非常清楚。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2.
第四章的第二节他这样说
Listen to this very carefully.
请你们仔细的听
But the word of the report did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those that heard.
只是所听见的道与他们无益，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。
Brothers and sisters, how essential is faith?That marries with grace, that brings us into the complete work of grace.
你看到吗？这个信心的重要，信心呢，能够和神的恩典调和呢，使我们能够进入到神完全的恩典中。
Now, when you think about that, that may cause you to start to despair.
你想到这一点的时候，可能啊，你觉得有点失望。
Because you may think like that father of that demon-possessed child, that he has such little faith.
你就像一个那个被鬼附的儿子的父亲一样，他里面没有足够的信心。
You remember the Lord said, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believes."
你记得主耶稣说吗？你若能信，在信的人凡事都能。
And the father cried out.
那父亲呢，就马上哭着说。
And he said, "Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief."
他说。主啊，我信，但是我的信不足，求你帮助我。
I think this is a prayer that the Lord always answers.
你知道，你如果做这个祷告，主呢，每次必答应。
Brothers and sisters, one of the most important explanation of faith in the New Testament is in John 6, verse 28 and 29.
在对于信心呢，讲的最好的一点呢，乃是在约翰福音的第六章的那个地方。
The crowd came to Jesus at Capernaum.
那些百姓呢，到加百农找到主耶稣。
And they said, "What should we do that we should work the works of God?"
他们问主耶稣说，我们当行什么才算做神的工
？Remember, the apostle Paul is dealing with laboring and works.
你记不记得保罗乃是说到劳苦跟行为
Jesus answered and said this to them
主耶稣这样回答他们
This is the work of God
他说这就是神的功
That you believe on him who he has sent
信神所差来的这就是做神的功
So Paul discovered a great secret
保罗发现一个很大的秘密。
When you look at Galatians 2:20, he shared his secret with the Galatian believers.
在加勒太书第二章二十节的时候呢，他把这个秘密呢，就向加勒太的信徒分享。
He was trying to communicate to them the importance of grace.
他乃是想要告诉加勒太的圣徒啊，那个恩典的重要。
He said, "I am crucified with Christ." And no longer live I, but Christ lives in me.
他说我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
And listen to what he said.
你听他怎样讲。
But I live by faith.
他说是如今在肉身活着，乃是因信神儿子而活。
Faith is essential to grace.
你知道吗？信心是对恩典是有很大的重要性。
But then he shared the great secret.
然后他告诉我们这个秘密。
And the great secret is the faith of the Son of God.
最重要的这个秘密呢，乃是耶稣基督神儿子的信心。
Who loved me and gave himself for me.
他是爱我，为我舍己。
It is not.His faith after all.
最终呢我发现这不是保罗自己的信心啊。
Without faith, it is impossible to please God.
人非有信不能得神的喜悦。
But the great practical secret is we live by the faith of the Son of God.
最重要的实际上 的这个秘密乃是我们是靠着耶稣基督神儿子的信心而活。
It's more than our weak and failing faith.
这是比我们自己的那个软弱的信心呢大太多了。
The second practical thing that's so important.
第二点非常实用的。
We must approach the throne of grace.
我们必须要进到施恩的宝座前。
Hebrews 4:16 says this.
希伯来书啊，四章第十六节这样说。
Let us approach therefore with boldness the throne of grace.
他说是让我们坦然无惧的来到神施恩的宝座前。
That we might receive mercy.
使我们能够得着这个连续。
And find grace for seasonable help.
蒙恩惠做随时的帮助。
Last night, our sister Wu said something to me.
昨天呢，这个周五姊妹呢对我说
，She said, "What is it that in the end, in Timothy, letters to Timothy, Paul began to use the word mercy and grace?"
为什么在提摩太前书后书呢，保罗呢加在恩典中加了一个字，就是怜悯。
Hebrews tells us the secret of Paul's discovery.
在希伯来书里面告诉我们保罗
他
有的发现。
As we approach the throne of grace with boldness,
当我们坦然无惧地来到神的施恩宝座前的时候
we may receive mercy.
使我们能够得着连续。
And we find grace.
并且呢能够蒙恩惠。
Brothers and sisters, this is what encourages me about this practical advice.
你知道吗？在这个怎样使用神的恩典的时候呢？这一点呢，对我非常有帮助。
It's not a throne of judgment.
不是来到这个审判的宝座前。
Can you imagine if God said, "Approach the throne of judgment"?
你能想象到我们感觉如何呢？如果神说来到我审判的宝座前
，But the encouragement is to approach the throne of grace.
能够使我们得到鼓励的乃是说叫我们来到施恩的宝座前。
And we can approach the throne of grace with boldness.
并且呢我们能够以坦然无惧的心呢来到施恩的宝座前。
You remember as Esther approached the throne?
你记不记得这个伊斯帖啊他怎样来到王座宝座前
She couldn't come unless the scepter was held out.
没一个人能够进到王的宝座前除非王呢伸出他的金杖。
Brothers and sisters, the scepter of grace will never be withdrawn from us.
你知道那个像王伸出来的金杖一样神呢那恩典的金杖永远不会从我们的前面收回去。
You know, grace is always given when needed.
你知道的，神的恩典总是在我们最需要的时候赐给我们。
That's why practically daily we must learn to approach the throne of grace.
所以在平常生活中啊，每一天我们必须要学着怎样来到神施恩的宝座前。
I remember that person that came to Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
我记得有一个人来到这个斯布森弟兄的面前。
And he said, "Brother Spurgeon."I don't think I had the grace to die.
他说，斯布森弟兄啊，我觉得我没有这个恩典去死。
I think Spurgeon had a great sense of humor.
你知道这个斯布森弟兄是非常幽默的人。
He said, "I'm not sure you're about to die yet."
他说是，我还不晓得你现在要死了。
He said, "When you're going to die, you will have dying grace."
但你要快死的时候，你要有这个死的恩典。
And when you live, you have living grace.
当你活的时候，你有活的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, how we need to get used to approaching the throne of grace with boldness.
弟兄姊妹们，我们何等需要坦然无惧的心来到施恩的宝座前。
There we discover the real mercy seat.
在那里呢，我们才能够真正看到
神怜悯的宝座。There we receive mercy.
那个地方我们可以找到神的连续。
There we find grace in time of need.
在那里面我们能够蒙恩惠做随时的帮助。
And the third practical point,
第三点呢可以使用的
is we're to grow in grace.
那是我们要在 这个恩典中怎样长进。
These are the last words of the Apostle Peter.
在使徒彼得的最后一句话。
Now I didn't get confused. I did mean Peter, not Paul.
我是说到彼得，不是保罗。
His very last recorded words are in 2 Peter verse 3:18.
彼得最后所讲的话乃是在他彼得后书三章十八节。
This is the last thing he wanted those Christians to hear.
这是彼得呢，他最后想叫基督徒所听见的话。
But grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory both now and for eternity.
你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进，愿荣耀归给他，从今直到永远。
This is the secret.
这个是秘密秘诀。
This is the secret to the practice of grace.
就是来怎样应用神恩典的秘诀。
It is by grace.
乃是
本乎恩。 It is through faith.
因着信,
we must approach the throne of grace.
我们必须要进到神施恩的宝座前。
There is a guarantee you will find mercy.
在那里呢，我们呢一定会得着连续。
And grace in time of need.
并且蒙恩惠做随时的帮助。
In the last words that are given to us by Peter.
那彼得说向我们说的最后一句话。
Or grow in grace.
乃是在基督里面长进。
You don't enter into the complete work of grace overnight or in one conference.
你不会能够经历神完全的恩典，就是一个晚上或者是一个退休会。
It is something you have to grow into.
你必须要在其中渐渐长进。
Well, brothers and sisters, I hope this helps.
弟兄姊妹，我希望我所说的对你们有点帮助。
We first discover this paradox, this great paradox.
我们首先呢发现这里的恩典中的一些矛盾。
Paul said, I labor.
他说我格外劳苦。
Yet not I.
但这原不是我。
It was the grace of God.
乃是神的恩与我同在。
We need to cooperate with the grace of God.
我们必须要在神的恩典里与神同工。
In that we'll discover two things.
在这个与神同工中，我们发现两件事。
His all-sufficient grace.
第一点是他那个满足我们一切的这个恩典。
And it's His power that's made perfect in weakness.
并且第二点就是他的能力在我们的软弱上显得完全。
And then we have to cooperate with the grace of God in practical ways.
并且我们要在这个非常实用的方面呢，与神的恩典同工。
By grace through faith.
乃是本乎恩因着信。
We must approach the throne of grace.
我们必须要进到神的施恩的宝座前。
And we must grow in grace.
并且我们必须要在恩典中长进。
Without these things,
没有这些事，
you will never enter into the complete work of grace.
你就没有办法进入到神完全的恩典中。
May we pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Lord, we just commit these thoughts to you.
主啊，我们把这我们的默想带到你面前。
Lord, we just don't want to have heard about this exceptional grace.
我们不想单单的听到这个奇妙的恩典的道理。
We want to enter into this grace.
我们想要进入经历这个浩大的救恩。
We want it to become part of our life experience.
我们希望这个完全的恩典是我们平常生活的经历。
So we pray that when we leave this place this weekend,
所以我们向你祷告，当我们离开这个地方的时候
，we will begin to cooperate with your grace.
我们能够学习在你的恩典中与你同工。
And we will allow your grace to do its work.
让你的恩典能够在我们的里面做成它的作为。
And in the end,
在最后,
we will discover,
我们能够发现,
it is grace upon grace.
乃是恩上加恩。
This we ask in the name of the Lord Jesus.
祷告是奉靠耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
阿门。